My reading is from the Washington Post, and it begins this way. What led to Reverend Peter Morales' undoing and eventual resignation as president of the Unitarian Universalist Association was the hiring of yet another white man to a leadership position. This is a liberal religion that prides itself on diversity in beliefs, but whose roughly 200,000 members are predominantly white. Morales, the first Latino Unitarian Universalist Association president, whose 8-year term as president was to end in June, had pledged to fight the status quo. But last month, a white man retired from the leadership of the Unitarian Universalist Association's Southern Region and was replaced with another white man by the religion's director of congregational life, the Reverend Scott Taylor. Well, that didn't sit well with many members, including Christina Rivera, a Latina who said she had been a finalist for the position. Rivera, a UU trustee from Charlottesville, Virginia, criticized the hiring process in a blog post. Quote, I have had to sit down with my sons, fierce warriors of Unitarian Universalism, who love their faith deeply, and explain the realities of racial discriminatory hiring, end quote, she wrote. Outcry among members continued to grow. Over the next week, charges spread on social media that the UUA had hired another white person over an unidentified woman of color who was as qualified as a finalist for the Southern Region job. Morales sought to calm the storm with a letter of his own sent to UUA staff members last week. But that appeared to make matters worse. While agreeing that greater staff diversity was needed, he said, significant progress had been made. Quote, I am afraid that the current controversy is distracting us from a larger long-term issue, he wrote. That issue is that the membership of our congregations continues to be overwhelmingly white and of European origin, end quote. Then President Morales appeared to attack his critics. Quote, I wish I were seeing more humility and less self-righteousness, more thoughtfulness, and less hysteria, he wrote of the controversy. 3 days later, he resigned. Quote, unfortunately, a note I sent to the UUA staff a few days ago made matters worse, end quote. He said in a letter to the UUA's Board of Trustees, I reacted when I should have been listening. I am deeply sorry. The three candidates to be the next UUA president are all white women. Each has pledged to foster greater diversity in the leadership if elected. The Washington Post, April 3rd.